Blog Talk Radio.
Where as you go on,
Good afternoon. You are listening to Global Gospel. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, and the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. In addition to Block Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. We are also on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we're on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. In addition to that, we want you to know that our call-in number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We appreciate you sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon, knowing that it is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. Certainly, we do want to shout out our sponsors on today: MPT Enterprise, Grandma Etta's Quilting, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Third Lounge, and Melanated Beards. Certainly, we thank God for you. We want to shout out our listeners: New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, Illinois. We thank God for you, those in Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, Uruguay, Suriname, South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya, Uganda, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, the Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone, Portugal, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Germany, Italy, the United Arab Emirates, Australia, Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, wherever you're listening from. Certainly, if we didn't call out your location, certainly you are also always invited to leave a comment on any of our social media pages. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Bowers family, the Hartley family, the Thompson family, the Hernandez family, the Watson family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Carter family, the Odom family, the Brown family, the Natale family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, the Washington family, the Jones family, the Bradley family, the Latham family, the Cox family, the Davis family, the Furman family, the Bradell family, the Allen family, the Locke family, the Luke family. To everyone that's listening, thank God for you. Leave us a comment. Let us know that you are listening in. Again, for those of you that are sharing with us for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And certainly we share with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly knowing that Christ surely is the answer for all of our problems and all of our situations. Certainly we know that there is nothing too hard for God. And certainly we know that if you accept the gospel, if you read the gospel, if you apply the gospel to your life, certainly there will be a change in your life. Certainly if you have a financial need, an emotional need, a spiritual need, a housing need, a physical need, whatever employment need, that the gospel is there today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and set you free. You may be down and out, you may be oppressed, you may be suicidal, but the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to know that he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, and certainly that you can live because of Christ. Because he lives, we live also. Again, thank you. I don't know if I said the Wiggins family, but certainly thank you for the Wiggins family as well. We want you to know that you can also write Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Perhaps you have a testimony or something that you would like to share with the listening audience. You may be an author, you may be a writer, you may be a musician, an entrepreneur, something God has may have done something great in your life. And certainly we want you to share that with the listening audience. All right, so we do have a special message that we are going to share with you in a few minutes, but at this time we are going to take a break and we are going to hear another selection, and after that we will be back to share more with you. Stay tuned and be blessed. Oh, my brother, be encouraged. Be encouraged. He will strengthen thine heart. That is good news today, knowing that whatever we're going through, the Lord is our strength. Certainly he can do all things but fail. At this time, we are going to share a particular passage of scripture with our audience. We are once again going to the book of Job, and last week we also talked a little bit about Job, and certainly we are going to talk a little bit more about Job. Job chapter 42, verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him all over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Kerenhappuch. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Job 140 years, and his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. Stay tuned.
Life has brought so many days. It seems
burdens, my tests, and my pain are just building my testimony. When God brings me out, I'll have something to shout about. God, we thank you for your word. For your words, they are spirit and they are life. We pray that your words touch, heal, deliver, save, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. On last week, we talked about, from the topic, he considered me. We talked about Job. We talked about how God had considered Job, how God considers us to go through certain trials, tribulations, and tests, knowing that it will bring about our testimony, as the songwriter suggests. God chooses to give and he chooses to take. He allows Satan to do what he does. And we talked about how God can boast on his sons and daughters, and God knows our strengths and he knows our weaknesses. But through the life of Job, we see scripture as reality that who God loves, he chastens. There's no doubt that the sovereignty and wisdom of God is far beyond our human natural understanding. For his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. But what we learn from Job is that if you go through the fire, you will come forth as pure gold. Sometimes the heat and flames of life flare up against you, but the fire drives out all impurities. The hard places in life develop you. It makes a man out of you. It makes a woman out of you. Life makes you who you are. And while you're only this human man or human woman, we still recognize and realize and believe that God is God all by himself. He is the creator of man. He is our beginning and our end. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He was, he is to come. He is the sovereign God. He is the I am that I am. He is Yahweh. He is the self-existing God. And certainly we know that we go through life sometimes with great expectations, but we never expect the great tragedies in life. We know they're going to happen, but we just don't expect it to happen there, here, and now when it happens. We know that death is inevitable, but we don't expect it to destroy our families. People lose jobs, but surely it couldn't happen to me is the type of attitude we take. And so since we last talked about Job in the first chapter 1, he has had some conversations with his so-called friends. And since chapter 1, Job's wife told him to curse God and die. And she wanted Job out of his misery, and she wanted out of misery too. But Job kept living. Job, sometimes sick in his body, boils on his flesh, but he kept living. So we get to the after this, Job. I can't speak for anybody else, but I am living for the aftermath. You see, the aftermath, we know that the aftermath is usually something we use as in terms of war. And we know that it is usually a devastating period in time. But the period in American history after the Civil War was specifically called the Reconstruction period. And so although some things bad happened during Reconstruction, some good things happened during Reconstruction, because people that had been without were now with. People during Reconstruction, people that were once slaves, were now free. And I came to encourage somebody and let you know to prepare for the Reconstruction period of life, knowing that you shall live again, knowing that you shall build again, knowing that you shall sow again, knowing that you shall reap again, knowing that you shall be fruitful and multiply again. It's not that God will undo your hurt. He's not going to undo your shame. He's not going to undo your tragedy. He's not going to make it like it never exists. He will not erase it from your memory, but he is going to pay you, so to speak. You see, most of us have sustained what you call collateral damage, another term that is used in war. And we know that we're in spiritual warfare, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers and principalities and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle is mostly spiritual and not physical. We've been involved in more spiritual battles than we have fist fights. And so we've incurred injuries and scars and emotional trauma that parallel what we have been through. That's collateral damage. But this is what the Bible says, as the prophet Isaiah speaks in chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And we know that when Jesus came and he entered into the temple, he recited this same passage of scripture. So what was concealed during the times of Isaiah's prophecy was now fulfilled during the fact that Jesus Christ has now come into the earth. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. If you're brokenhearted, this is for you. To proclaim liberty to the captive. If you're being held captive by your thoughts, by your actions, by your deeds, by your misdoings, by your offenses, by sin, this is for you. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. If you're bound physically or emotionally, this is for you. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Isn't it beautiful to know Jesus? The oil of joy for mourning. Sometimes life, we have to mourn, but God will give you joy after mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. After this heaviness, God will give you praise, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. After all of this, God will be glorified. And the Bible says, and they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations. Have you ever seen a city that has been in disarray? If you live in New York, you could take, for example, any borough in New York City. You could take Harlem. You could take Bed-Stuy. And we know that some of those places were devastated over the years through poverty and through drugs and through bad politics and bad people. But through something called gentrification, is no longer the same neighborhood. In fact, you probably, the average person, can't afford to live in the neighborhood. But the Bible says they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Many people have lived in poverty, but certainly we have to believe that God is bringing us into the wealthy place. That's what the Bible says. He'll bring you into the wealthy place. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. God has a plan and purpose for your life, knowing that whatever's going on, it won't always be like this. Because after this, Job lived. After this, put your name there, I live also. The Bible says, for your shame, ye shall have double. There goes double again. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. We want to possess double in our lives today. For I, the Lord, love judgment. He's a God of judgment. He executes judgment. God separates the good from the bad. He separates the wheat from the tares. He says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Don't you worry about it. God's got it all in control. He says, I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. God makes a covenant with his people. The Bible says he remembers his word unto a thousand generations. God's word will not return void. What God said, it will, it shall, it is coming. And then if you read Joel chapter 2, these are the prophets of God explaining to God's people what their fate is if they obey, if they repent, if they live right. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat. This is talking about abundance. And the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. More examples of abundance and riches and wealth. And I will restore to you. He is a God of restoration in the aftermath, in the reconstruction period. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sit among you. God allowed it to happen. The good, the bad, the ugly, he allowed it to happen. The pandemic, he allowed it to happen. But he says, I will restore to you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Don't be ashamed that you are a child of God. Don't be ashamed that you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Don't be ashamed of your salvation. Don't be ashamed of your witness. Don't be ashamed of your conviction. Don't be ashamed of your lifestyle. Don't be ashamed that you belong to God and God belongs to you. Don't be ashamed to be a friend of God. Don't be ashamed to be a follower of the cross. Don't be ashamed to be a Bible reader. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. God has a place in the kingdom for the young as well as the old. And all we have to do is learn how to work together and get together. And certainly we can defeat the enemy great way. He says, never mind what you experience today. Know that tomorrow is a new story. Tomorrow is a new day. Know that God didn't only consider you for the trial, for the tribulation, for the test, for the trouble, for the pain, for the hurt, for the shame, but he considered you in the aftermath. He considered you for reconstruction. He considered you for restoration. He considered you for recompense. Meaning that he's going to do it again. God will do it again and again and again for you and for you. He says in his word, if my people, Second Chronicles, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land. Certainly today, as we look at the news, our land needs healing. And as I said to many people on this week, I know everybody's in an uproar about gun control, gun laws, And certainly I don't take away from that battle. But I think the problem is bigger than guns. We don't have a gun problem. We have a people problem. It's the people with the guns. It's the people behind the guns. And certainly if a gun is somewhere and nobody ever picks it up, the gun isn't the problem. It's when the person picks up the gun that there's a problem. I might have lost somebody, but we have a people problem. The heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Men study to do evil. They think about it. They plan it. They carry it out. It's premeditated. And so we have to know that with all that is going on, that prayer will change things. If my people who are called by name, if God's people do what they need to do, certainly we will have change. We may not be able to change the whole world, but we can change the little bit of world we live in. We can let our light shine before men that they see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Prayer will turn your captivity. Repentance will turn your captivity. Honesty will turn your captivity. Job prayed for his friends. Had to be a hard thing because Job's friends, at one point, they just went for 7 days. They just sat with him and nobody said anything to each other. What kind of friends are that? And then they accused him. But the Bible says Job prayed for his friend. Blessed are men when, blessed are you when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil and persecute you for my name's sake. For great is your reward in heaven. Certainly there is a blessing even when you're being persecuted. But Job prayed for his friends. And God blessed Job again with a double portion. For he is the God of not subtraction and division, but he's the God of addition and multiplication. He is the God of long life. For he says, with long life will I satisfy you. He said that you'll be fat and flourishing in old age and bring forth much fruit. Just because you're old, it's not over. And certainly just because you're young does not mean you cannot have a long life in Christ. He is the God that repays, the God that will let you see the fruit of your labor. Know today that Job even saw four more generations. He is the God of perpetualness, perpetual blessings. After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons even four generations. There shall be glory after this. God bless you.
That no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Victory. There will be victory after this.
That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
He regardless of what you're going through, our God is able to bring you out. No matter what it is, there's still a testimony coming. Come on, lift your hand and say,
number in studio 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Certainly if you're listening in, certainly we want to hear from you. 619-924-0800. If you have been encouraged just to live a little while longer, knowing that God certainly will bless you and bring you into the wealthy place and bring you into a land that is flowing with milk and honey, as he will restore to you something that you have lost. 619-924-0800. God will do it again. Somebody said a repeat performance is what he does. It keeps happening for me. 619-924-0800.
And then we'll cover our family. I'm covering my family. I'm making better decisions. Destroying every addiction. Oh.
He's had it
for me. Yeah. I won't apologize. No more feeling guilty about your hands and go with me and I say, I accept your blessing. I trust you with my future. Cause your way of life, come on, sing it, is the best thing for me. We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it.
Happening for me.
I won't apologize.
I won't apologize.
No more please.
For me, happening for me. Let's decree and declare that today, that it will keep happening for us. All we have to do is trust and believe that God will do what he said he would do, keeping our heart and our mind. Job chapter 42, verse 16 is our theme scripture for today. After this, lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even four generations. Certainly, all we have to do is hold on to that, that God will bless us, that he will sustain us, and certainly that he remembers his word to 1,000 generations. God has not forgotten about you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll be with you in 6 troubles, and 7 shall no evil come nigh you. Again, we thank you, our listening audience. For those of you that perhaps missed any part of this episode, we want you to know that immediately following this episode, you can log on to Blog Talk Radio and you can listen to the entire episode. Also on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play, because we are archived. We pray God's continued blessings on you, our listeners, and although we don't own the rights to any of the music, we pray that the music has uplifted you, encouraged you, and inspired you today, knowing that whatever we're going through, I believe we said, the songwriter said, you're just building your testimony. The LA Gospel Singers and Bishop Hezekiah Walker said, oh, my brother, oh, my sister, be encouraged. And I believe that was J.J. Hairston said, there will be glory after this. And I believe our opening selection was awesome as well. And certainly we are going to pray and close with a classic. From the institutional Church of God in Christ radio choir. And certainly I had a privilege of meeting with some of those individuals a little while ago, and I've met many of them over the years. I met Bishop Carl Williams Jr., met Dr. Joyce Taylor as well, many years ago. But the song says, at a CD signing, but the song says, I'll anchor by and by, I'll stand my storm, and it won't be long, and I'll anchor by and by. And when we are faced with life challenges, we have to remember this, that we'll anchor by and by. Anchoring is the after this part. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. God, we thank you for this another day that we have never seen before, God. We thank you, oh God, that you woke us up this morning in time and not eternity, God, that you gave us another opportunity to feel your love and to share your love, God. We thank you for everyone that is listening, whether they're listening now live or certainly in the days that come by, if they're listening at that time. We pray that your word falls on good ground, and we pray that your word brings forth much fruit, God. We pray for everyone listening that may be in a situation that it seems like they cannot get out. We want you to help them to know that there will be an after this. All they have to do is keep trusting and believing, God. For God, those that are sick and afflicted, God, we pray your healing virtue goes out. We pray that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Sick bodies, sick minds, sick spirits, God. We know that you can work it out for our good and for your glory, God. Those that are down and out, suicidal, oppressed, and depressed, God. God, lift their heavy burdens right now in the name of Jesus. We cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us, God. Meet every need, God. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you that while we are yet sinners, he died for us. We thank you for the shedding of his blood, for without which there would be no remission of sin. And God, we ask that you bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us, and we shall be kept. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to stand my storm, and it won't be long. I'll anchor. I abide.
Come on, say amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to move on. At this time, we're going to call Dr. Joyce Taylor and Evangelist Gloria White. Brother David Laws wrote a song many years ago. I'm going to stand the storm, and it won't be long. What are we going to do? We're going to anchor by and by.